Yeah, so let me just say this. I'm a former prosecutor, okay? And unlike J.B. Pritzker, I'm for putting the criminals behind bars, not making legitimate law-abiding taxpayers into criminals. Okay, there's a big distinction between myself and J.B. Pritzker. I support law-abiding citizens and the right to – I mean, does anybody really think that anybody who's told they have to register their guns – does anybody really think a criminal is going to register their guns? I mean, come on. That's ridiculous, right? However, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you that we have dozens of laws already on the books dealing with gun crime, okay? I read the news just like everybody else does, and virtually all these gun crimes are committed by people with previous convictions, you know, for which they're not allowed to have a gun in the first place, but obviously they did, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, what's my idea? How about this? Minimum 10 years first offense for a previously convicted felon committing a gun crime, life in prison second offense. Minimum 10, life in prison second, okay? We need to be done with this. All these gangbangers that are coming out of Chicagoland that are driving up and down, you know, 57 committing gun crimes and, you know, wherever they are. And it used to be a Chicago thing, right? Then last year, that Wayne County sheriff's deputy, he was shot and killed. You had Galesburg deputy shot and killed. Kankakee, you had a female deputy killed. You know, Champaign, Officer Oberheim was killed, right? Officer Oberheim was killed by a previously convicted felon who was out on, you know, probation. Wasn't supposed to have a gun. So, you know, what would I do differently? I'd actually put the bad guys behind bars.